Running a marathon, a half marathon, even a 5K is no small thing. The training, the early mornings, the commitment, it takes a lot out of you. But if you are a runner, you know the joy of being able to clear your head, feel yourself growing stronger and getting those sweet, sweet endorphins. Well, a Sydney Running Club is making that coveted runner's high more accessible by pairing blind and vision impaired runners with specially trained guides. One of those runners is Nicole Tillerson. Nicole is vision impaired. She's already run 4 half marathons. Nicole, welcome to Life Matters. Tell me what got you into running in the first place.
Oh, there is really nothing like that free feeling of moving at speed, is there?
Yeah. I mean, I'm very much getting the reflected glow of you as a big runner. I am not a great runner myself.
Yeah, there's just nothing like it. And I think there's also nothing like having a goal that you may or may not think you can achieve and then pushing and achieving it and learning that you're capable of doing more than you think you can and maybe more than other people think you can.
Yeah, I don't know if people immediately think of running for someone who's vision impaired. I would imagine getting started with it would be quite challenging. How'd you get into it?
Yeah. So a number of years ago, a occupational therapist was introducing me to the idea of Achilles International Running. And they told me about 2 athletes that had done some really amazing adventures, such as Kokoda and Everest. And they had no vision. And, you know, I have 10%. And I was like, wow, okay, if they can do it, I guess I can try going for a little jog. So that's how I first connected with Achilles.
If this blind hiker can get up Mount Everest, I can probably go for a 5K.
Pretty much. You
normally work with a guide dog. Was that not an option for you with running?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So my seeing eye dog Trixie is great. She's a real loomy girl. But it takes a high mental load out of the dogs to be guiding at that kind of speed, especially in a park run or an event. So Trix can definitely guide me in a 5K and can do that reasonably quickly. But as I've trained more and more, it's my PB basically is faster than hers when she's on harness. So
Trixie's having PB.
Yeah, true story.
So you're working with a human guide instead. What's the communication like from them? How does it compare to what you're usually getting from Trixie?
That's a really good question. So it helps that the human can talk. So with Trixie, it's using her harness and feeling her move left and right. With a guide, different people run in different ways at Achilles, but I tend to use what we call a tether, which is basically like a lanyard that you might use at work or that you might have at the bottom of a medal, so a loop of fabric, and the guide pulls it left and right to direct you. But unlike a dog, the guide can also say things like step up, step down, ramp up, ramp down, uneven surface, lift your feet. So they're able to give more information, and they, because the guide has a higher level of fitness than who they're guiding, they can just achieve more speed and more distance than Trixie's able to.
You are listening to Life Matters here on ABC Radio National. I'm Tegan Taylor talking with Nicole Tillerson, who is a runner. She's vision impaired. She's done 4 half marathons, no big deal, about to take on her 5th. And she works with a running guide to help her because Trixie, her guide dog, can't keep up. Basically, Nicole's too fast. One of Nicole's guides is Caroline Wong, who's also here with me today. Caroline, how'd you get into guiding?
So I live near the Botanical Gardens, which is where Achilles train. And I used to see them every Sunday training in these like bright yellow tops, and everyone just looked like they're having a really fun time. And I've been running for years and just thought it'd be a really great way to get involved and help other people achieve their fitness goals. So, yeah, I really enjoy it.
So we heard Nicole say that her guide is fitter than her, so props. What's your kind of level? Like, do you have to kind of retain a certain level of fitness to be able to be invited back?
So the club does cater for people for different levels. I think that I try to maintain a certain fitness level. It's actually really hard with winter and the rain and things like that. But they do, so like when you sort of figure out who you're going to guide, typically I think it's like your running pace plus 30 seconds to sort of figure out, because it is sort of harder to run plus talk plus kind of think about where you're going and notice potential hazards. But yeah, it does definitely add the pressure, because you do sort of think, oh shit, I don't want to let someone down when you're running along.
But also, Caroline, I think Nicole has always run with someone, right? Like she's always, I'm putting words in your mouth, Nicole, but you've always run with either a dog or a guide.
Yeah, that's right.
Caroline, for you, has running always been a partnership? Because for a lot of people, it's a very solo pursuit.
Yeah, so it really was a solo pursuit for me also. I actually preferred, like, for years running solo, even like for my training runs. I never really had a run club or anything like that. But I actually really discovered that I love running with other people. Like, it makes it more social. It makes it more chatty. Sometimes you push yourself more. And it kind of, like, almost turns into, like, a team sport. Like, I don't really care about PBs, but I love helping someone else achieve what they want to achieve. And so for me, like, that was, like, this whole other dimension that I'd sort of take it for granted, particularly for longer runs. Like, it can get quite boring running, like, 30K, 40K by yourself. So having someone else there and kind of cheering them on, it sort of forces you to think about it differently and approach it slightly differently.
Nicole?
Yeah, totally.
So, Caroline, tell me about the challenges. I'm thinking about, like, trail running, where you're, like, looking out for routes and you're navigating perhaps as you go. Is it a similar kind of challenge because you've got the mental as well as the physical?
I think so. It's also just navigating crowds and things that you sometimes don't even notice but you need to be more conscious of. So, like, tree routes is a good one, where sometimes they're marked on the road and sometimes they're not. And so the road will be uneven, and that's actually a trip hazard. But it won't necessarily be obviously uneven, but you've got to keep an eye out in case, you know, the ground slopes and the person you're guiding might trip over. So just being, like, really conscious of things like that. And then just crowds in a way in which you move amongst crowds, because you've kind of got to clear a path and make sure that people are aware of you. And that's something which is often unconscious for us, but you've kind of got to make it more conscious. Because people will sometimes move a little bit erratically also, or, like, unpredictably in those sorts of large crowds.
Oh, absolutely. Nicole, what's the most challenging facets of it for you?
I think a lot of trust is involved in the process. I mean, there's trust involved in someone guiding you when you're walking, but when you're moving at speed and as you get tired, there's just so much trust. So, yeah, it really, that is a challenge in terms of you are literally putting your life in someone's hands in the way that I put my life in Trixie's paws. But yeah, I think, you know, once you get to know your guide and you know, you see that they know their left and their right and they can, you know, they trust you, then that obstacle is gone. As Caroline said, the other obstacle is when you're doing an event in particular and people, you know, we often yell out blind runner coming through to try and help make a space for us to a piece cross kind of thing. I think that can also be a challenge, especially as people understandably like to listen to music as they're exercising, but there's a lot of noise cancelling headphones. And so that can definitely be a challenge as well for the guides and for us as well.
Yeah. How frustrating is it when people just are completely oblivious to you?
Yeah. It is a bit, I mean, you understand why they're doing it, but, as we were saying, you know, it's not really a solo venture at that point, right? Even if you're running on your own, you're still in a greater community participating in an event, whether it's the Sydney Marathon or something else.
Caroline, has it made you see running differently now that you're working with blind runners?
I don't know if it's made me see running differently. It's made me, like, see the world slightly differently in terms of just how people perceive things really differently, and that sort of makes you notice certain things in a different way. So I think it is somewhat different. I think it's brought, like, a different lens to running for me. So, like, I enjoy it in a different way when I'm guiding someone to if I'm running by myself, just because it is like a team, basically. Like, at that point, you're achieving a common goal, and I really enjoy that.
So, Nicole, this is going to be your fifth half marathon that you're gearing up for now. Have you ever thought about extending and going the full hog?
But my body, I was kind of benched from running a little while ago. So the fact my body's letting me do a half seems like a lot. It's a really hard kind of balance between respecting my body and the limitations that I have and being grateful for what I can do versus maybe pushing too far. So I'm certainly not going to rule it out, but for now, I think we'll stick to up to the half.
I mean, you're doing a lot better than you're still lapping everyone on the couch and in many, many other distances as well. Nicole, Caroline, thank you both so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having us.
Nicole Tillotson is a vision impaired runner who is about to take on her fifth half marathon. What did you do today? And Caroline Wong is her running guide because Nicole's guide dog Trixie just can't keep up anymore. Thank you so much for your texts. One person says, well done, Nicole. Anyone would be proud to run a marathon, well, half marathon, let alone multiple. Jared Clifford also shows how running is accessible to people with different needs. Of course, referring to the Australian Paralympic athlete, a vision impaired middle distance athlete. Thank you so much for your text. Kate says, my brother-in-law has Usher's syndrome. He's blind and deaf, and he regularly runs with the Achilles group in Melbourne with the support of Achilles. Simon has run several marathons and half marathons, including the Berlin Marathon, the Sydney Marathon, the Melbourne Marathon, and the New York Marathon, the latter while he unknowingly had COVID. What an inspiration. He is an incredible human being, says Kate, and an inspiration to all who know him. I'd love for you to speak with him about his experiences.
ABCRN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.